Hello and welcome to podcast number 4 from Whitney TV. This podcast is dated the 22nd of July 2011. Schools are high on the agenda this week as we visit two or three of them for the second part of Whitney Schools in Bloom.
Some of the sights we've seen over the last couple of days has been absolutely amazing. I think that one of the disappointments to me, if you don't mind me saying, is that when they get older they don't actually carry it out into the town. And there's an awful lot of vandalism goes on, if you mind, with the natural surrounds in the town, the flower beds, the trees. And that is a little bit of a disappointment, having seen the effort they make at school. Going back to my days at this age, gardening club, what's that? We had sports clubs and we had everything else, but the schools I went to, there was never any sign of a gardening club and never any sign of the local council actually sponsoring a competition for the children to take part in, which I think is absolutely wonderful.
We travelled to the Bat School, where they recently won an award for a board game that they decided to call Recycle Me.
Some schools did like acting to make an advert, but it wasn't really an advert, like an act, just acting to show us what the game was like. Others made kind of like a song, but it wasn't really a song, kind of a rap. And then that was kind of what most of the other schools did. Well, other people, they just showed their game and told us about it.
Okay. So why did you win?
Because we're just an awesome school. We are. We've just been winning awards from like the day it started.
Why recycling though? I mean, it's quite a serious subject, isn't it? I mean, you could say it's not the ideal material for a board game. So why did you choose this?
Well, it's part of our school theme of the 2011 year. And we've decided that, like, Mr. PC entered us for a competition and it was a recycling game. And so it sort of suited our 2011 theme for recycling.
It's the third part of our Cornbury Festival films, and today we speak to Hugh Fillimore about the festival, and we also have a very exclusive competition.
Love the new site, 3 days really worked for us, and a fantastic lineup of acts. So, I'm bowled over, old-fashioned expression, but yeah, really thrilled.
And how do you feel adding that extra day of Friday into it was working?
Well, I think those people who come on Friday decide kind of quite early on to take the day off. We didn't get a huge walk-up on Friday, but we had about 9,000 people, which is, for a first year of Friday, is pretty good.
Whitney TV's first original production, The Drug Jogs, goes live today, and we see a joint production between West Oxfordshire District Council, Thames Valley Police and the RAF Police as we go out with the drug dogs.
Approaching midnight, the exercise begins to draw to a close. Has it been a productive evening? Sergeant Tony Leach.
Oh, yeah. We do take licensing, alcohol, drugs, we take very seriously. And as you've seen tonight, it's a multi-partnership working. We're working with the RAF Police, we're working with the council, with the licensing authority of Thames Valley Police, and ourselves, the neighbourhood office. We like to be welcomed, and we can do that by having a positive attitude, going there, making ourselves known that we are on the go, and we're not just going to hide in the corners. And realistically, it's only 11 o'clock and it's still very early, so it has been good. The licensees are very proactive or supportive of us. They can't be anything but supportive. We just need them sometimes to get their houses in order. You've been there, we've had 3 positive arrests today, one for an assault, and there's been one for drugs, and one, I think it looks like cocaine, was found obviously dumped in the toilet when we were there. So that's a good sign for us. That's positive, and it puts the message across not only to the youngsters and the people here tonight, but also to the management, to say that we will be here and we will keep coming back.
Thanks for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this week's podcast. If you'd like to email us with a story, then please email news@whitneytv.co.uk. And don't forget to look out for new films almost every day on www.whitneytv.co.uk.